I love like a red flag, or like when someone doesn't like me back, I'm like, oh cool, I'm in love with you.
That is so relatable.
Like, I swear if like a guy doesn't answer my text, I'm like, oh my god, they're the one.
Ten, you're selfish. Nine, you're jaded. Eight, you're the dumbest guy I've dated.
Wow,
Leah, Kate, times two.
But actually, have you heard that song? It's so bomb.
Oh, it's so good.
I could scream it.
Literally, if you haven't listened, 10 Things I Hate About You by Leah, Kate, go listen to it now, because hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
It reminds me of like the Tate McRae vibe, and I just love like belting those songs, and I just pretend I'm like this sad girl just in the rain, and I want to scream it.
I feel like you're the girl with the headphones that are, you know, like on the cord, sitting with your head against the raining window in the car, driving on a road trip with your parents that you don't like.
Yes.
And really like upset about a guy you skateboarded with last week.
Yes. This was me when I was little. I would just like, I would imagine this. I would just pretend I was this sad little princess.
Want to know what I listened to when I was little, which is so random? Kid Cudi.
Oh.
I listen to Kid Cudi vibes, like sad girl vibes all the time. Why? Why would I want to make myself more sad? Like, this is like anthem, like rock and roll, like let's go. I'm like, you know what I mean? How Kid Cudi songs go.
How do they go?
Did you guys,
you sound like you're trying to shit.
I can't. I literally am like, what's going on? Anywho, we have a really exciting episode for you coming for your beautiful little ears. Leah Kate jumped on. She's on the last leg of her tour. She's going to tell you all about it. But stick around, because we learned a lot about her as a human being, her relationships that sparked her songs, her real life, like advice to people in their 20s or an artist or wherever you're at in your life. It was really good.
She actually had some like life advice too. So even if you're like, I don't know exactly everything about Leah Kate, or I'm not sure if I'm in the music industry, like this is actually a very fun episode. So stick around, y'all. We have some fun stuff coming. But first,
we just love her.
Straight candid moments with Sid and Soph
and sometimes Ben.
If he wants to pop in,
Ben, do you have any straight candid moments?
Go ahead, Bean.
I do not, but I just wanted to mention I'm very excited this weekend.
I feel can't even look at him.
I feel like a kindergartner at show and tell. So today I brought my favorite action figure. It's a G.I. Joe.
Oh my God. You are a little kid at heart, and your mouth goes over to the side.
I feel like you should do more like fake TikTok videos of you being a child, because you're really good.
You are.
You're
like
really
good
at impersonating a little kid.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but
what are you?
You've got little kid energy.
What are you excited for tomorrow, Ben? Tell us.
Hey, Ben, would you get up to the front of the class and tell us your straight candid moment?
Of course, of course.
Wait, say this whole straight candid moment as a child. Go.
I can't do it.
Okay, a sentence.
I can't do it. Tomorrow, I get to go watch turtles race.
But actually, you are going to a turtle race?
He goes, hey, you guys, I'm going to a turtle race, so you guys have been one, right? I'm like, no, I've not been to a turtle race, Ben. Tell me more. What are you talking about?
You go there and you bet on turtles?
You can bet, but it's more of like you drink, you eat pizza, and like every like 10 minutes, they're rotating these like turtle races going.
Every 10 minutes?
Every 10 hours.
I was going to say, I'm like, it takes a lot longer than that, but everyone knows the turtle wins, not the tortoise. Or I mean, wait, what? Is a tortoise a turtle? Oh my God. I meant the hare. God, the tortoise and the hare. Whatever. Oh God, dang it. Yeah.
You know, the tortoise wins.
How about I never tell a story again? How about that?
It's actually pretty quick, because what they do. Oh my gosh,
get
you
rid
have
of
gum.
Your gum.
Get rid of it.
No, people are not going to listen
awful.
To it.
It sounds awful.
Okay.
Did you just swallow it?
No.
Oh, I thought you just swallowed it.
I just really wanted the flavor. I was eating Sid's leftover sushi from her fridge, and I just can't get it out of my mouth.
First time ever that I've had leftover sushi and it tasted dang good. I'm not going to lie.
It was really
I was
good.
Like, that's delicious. Do you have a straight candid moment, my little chicken tender?
You know, this is a little more serious one, which I'm just not feeling serious today. So I kind of wish I would have thought of something else.
It's okay.
But I've been focusing a lot on like my hormone health. I've been debating getting off birth control, just like a few health issues, IBS happening, but going to a few doctors. So lately I've just been really like diving into like more holistic nutrition stuff. And I haven't been tracking macros as usual. And I've been just enjoying the foods that I want to enjoy. And I guess the straight canon moment part of this is like, I've been putting on a little bit of weight, like not obviously noticeable, but like I myself notice it and I'm feeling pretty comfortable. Like I still feel confident. Like I'm just trying to find a little self-love with it in it. But then the other day, Pat, my boyfriend, was like, this was before I even started like gaining a little bit of weight and like focusing on this holistic stuff. He goes, you know, I kind of want you to put on some more pudge. And I was like, what? He goes, I just like a little pudge. He was like, you should try to get a little chunky for me.
Wait, what?
I was like, what? He's like,
it's kind of cute though.
He goes, yeah. He's like, I want like a little fumpa. And I was like, I have a little fumpa. He was like, no, I want a bigger fumpa. Like he was like, put on a little bit of weight. And I was like, okay, this is great. I was like, okay, let's go. Bring it on.
I know. I'm very glad he's not saying it in the other direction because could be extremely controversial.
Yeah, I mean, he would never.
He would never.
But like maybe he knew I was like kind of leaning towards this whole like.
He wanted you to feel like.
So maybe, but I was just like, that made me feel so comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that was sweet.
I can see Pat saying that too.
He like does like a little.
Just genuine and lovey and like wanting you to like just do whatever you want to do that's going to make you feel good.
I was like, oh.
Feel good first, then it comes all the rest of the things.
Exactly. But no, I've been feeling pretty good. So yeah, okay. It's just a little fun fact about my week.
I
guess month. Do you have any straight kind of moments to share today?
I do.
Missy.
I'm looking at my sheet here. Okay. So I have two little ones because I didn't tell you either of these things. So don't read my notes.
Okay.
The first one is a little bit awkward because we got an email from somebody over the Straight Candid email, and I was using my work computer at work, and I was like, oh, an email came through. I'm on my lunch break. I click on the email, and it's a product that somebody wants to possibly sponsor us for. And I was like, oh, sick. Okay, cool. So I'm like just doing my little, you know, emailing work, you know, as I'm like having my little banana snack. And I click the link of the company because I'm not really sure what it is. They don't disclose it.
Mm-hmm.
The link is blocked. And I get kicked out of my VPN, which is a security thing that our company has on lockdown. So I had to go to IT and request to be added back in after I visited a hidden website because it was about sex toys and
LOL.
Sex lube.
That is actually, they're like, Sid, what were you doing? Yeah. You're like, I was just looking up some new vibrators.
I'm like, what are you doing over lunch, Sid? You going to the vibrator websites and hanging out and grabbing some new lube for yourself? Like, I was like, this is so uncomfortable. And then I had to tell my boss because I was worried they inform her when I like go to like a restricted website. I didn't even know that was a thing. And I was like, hey, so earlier.
She probably laughed.
Earlier, I accidentally went to this website that was sex toys. And she was like, I had to explain it to her. It was so uncomfortable. But just bottom line, careful what you click on. And always have a second computer.
Yeah. And you know what?
Like, what the hell?
Fucking, that is, it's taboo. It's whatever. And it shouldn't be taboo. We should all be using sex toys.
Seriously, but I shouldn't be at that website at work at my office. Yep. I didn't mean to. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Second story is, I just found out a friend is pregnant, and I'm not going to tell you who it is because I'm so excited about it.
I know who it is.
And I did tell you before, but I had no idea. Okay, I had a good idea that she was pregnant, but long story short, about a month ago, we met at Maynard's, okay? We met at Maynard's, and her fiance, or sorry, husband are sipping beer, right? So I thought, they're sipping on beer, they're hanging out. And at this point, I didn't know she was pregnant, so whatever. And I come in hot, I'm like all frazzled. I sit down, I'm like, what's going on? What's everyone drinking? What? And she goes, oh yeah, I just got like a IPA or whatever. And I like take a big chug of it. And I was like, oh, it's pretty good, it's okay. And the waiter comes up and she's like, hey, what do you need anything to drink? You just sat down. I'm like, I'll just get whatever she's having. She's like, no, it's not that good. And I'm like, no, I'll get it. I'll get that as well. Yeah, thank you. And her fiance like looked at each other, and her husband, why am I keep saying that? And they look at each other and they're like kind of awkward. And I was like, anyway, whatever. So I'm drinking this beer and I obviously like don't really get a buzz. And I'm like, that's not that good. Whatever. Anyway, like went about my business, like went to the bathroom. They probably gossiped about me. Turns out,
how funny would it have been if you were like, oh, I'm feeling a little buzz.
I am wasted.
I'm fucked up after that beer.
So she gets on the boat the other day and she tells me she's pregnant. She finally admits to it. And I knew this. I knew, but I never put two and two. And she goes, remember when we were at Maynard's? You straight up bought a non-alcoholic beer, you idiot. And I was like, what? And she's like, it even said it on the receipt and it was right next to the name of the beer and you had no idea. And you were just floating about your business because you were so high strung and like, wee, like that so excited to be there. Too. And I had no idea. I'm just sipping on a non-alcoholic beer with my pregnant friend. Like, no idea. I had zippo idea.
Did you ever feel a little buzz because of the environment, because you're drinking a beer? Because I sometimes I get really like pretty buzzed after one drink. Sometimes I don't. And I think it has a lot to do with like my environment. Like sometimes I'm high on life when I'm around social gathering. I'm high on life, man. No regrets.
I don't think I did, but I definitely was like, shit, I'm having a beer. Like I better watch myself for the morning because I teach tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? like just in my head, I'm like, yeah. Oh God, like don't want to have that day two hangover. Like just dumb. I had no idea though. Like never would have guessed. I don't even remember what it tasted like.
That is so funny.
And she's like, it was so bad. And you were just sipping on it. But I only had it because I knew you were going to be like, why aren't you drinking?
Oh.
Like I'm not like a pusher or anything like that. But she just likes cocktails.
Do a lot of places have non-alcoholic beers?
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
And I saw at Costco, you can buy non-alcoholic beers in bulk. Because you can buy you can't buy alcohol in Minnesota at grocery stores, I don't believe.
Oh, but you can buy that's why they're non-alcoholic.
Yeah, but I saw somebody buying it and I was like, that's pretty cool because then you bring it to a gathering and no one's gonna question you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one's gonna bug you. You don't have to tell your story. You get to go about your business not being tormented with like, hey, have a beer, have a drink. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of cool.
I was just gonna say I forget the brand name. I'm trying to look it up right now, but sometimes I crave just like the taste of beer. And my mom bought this the other day, and sometimes like if we're having like pizza and you just want a beer with it, cause it sounds good. Right. Without having to like actually drink a beer, but you want that hoppy taste. It's called Lagunitas Hop.
Lagunitas.
And it's like a hoppy water. So I will say it's like a LaCroix beer. So it's zero calories. It's just something you can sip on, but it tastes like a freaking beer with a little hops
Lagunitas.
In there.
It's Lagunitas. Really good. Yeah.
Oh, I pronounced it
it's
wrong.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
So sorry.
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas.
If you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that the hair on the back of my neck are like standing up
when
and
I
cringing.
Pronounce things wrong.
Yeah, literally.
You know, the loogies. We love those loogies hops. Okay.
Because Leah Kate's coming on and because we actually like chit-chatted with her longer than we expected, I'm going to share a straight candy moment now and you don't
from
have to wait
to the end.
From a listener.
Does so she want to be shouted out?
This
he
person.
Or she?
This person did not
anonymous.
For this, but I could, it's anonymous, but I'll shout them out at another
reminder,
time. Reminder
to submit your straight candid question or sorry, your straight candid moment. Go to our link in our bio and we now have a little form you can submit and you can even give us your Insta handle if you want a shout out. So Sid, take it away.
All right, here we go.
Mail.
Straight candid moment. For 3 years, my best friend and I kept things platonic, both invested in outside romantic interests. This transition, the summer, for the last couple of months, things had been taken a little bit more serious and I had started seeing this person. I've worked in tech and production for years nationally and have vigorous security on my computers, phones, and laptops. While at work, I got a notification one day while she was home at my house warning me someone is accessing sensitive material in my computer. I panicked assuming stolen property or worse, but I found out all the laptops other than the one I left my girlfriend's to use were in my possession. Being in tech, I ran logs of all the applications usage and keystrokes on the computer for that day because I'm in tech. I was shocked to find out that she had been spending serious time going through my FaceTime call logs, phone call logs, and my text messages between female coworkers, friends, etc.
Without question,
I have absolutely nothing to hide and have been nothing but loyal and frankly really enjoying the relationship. What the hell do I do now that she's crossed a complete line?
So this is a little question in there too. I have goosebumps. I don't know why, but okay. But Sid, double standards because.
Dude,
Sid's
I
like,
know.
Sid's like, that bitch is crazy. But then she's like, the other day I was on Jordan's phone.
When I looked through everything. No, I'm kidding. No, okay.
Oh, I'm kind of, what do you think?
So in a previous life, I would have said, you can creep, you can do all those things. In a current life, where I am at my current state, so mature and aged, I would say absolutely not. You cannot go through somebody's shit. And I actually did it to somebody once and it ruined our relationship. We ended because of it. It's an insecurity thing. It's messed up. It's a complete invasion of privacy. And I know for a fact, because I know this story, because I know this person, that the girl tried to deny it at first. And immediately no. I understand the double standard though and what point we're calling out.
Yeah.
Though.
I think this is just immature and an immature relationship, it sounds like to me. So what I think that this guy should do is, bring it up to her. Obviously, it sounds like she's denying it, but it sounds like maybe he could be like, there's obviously trust issues and it's probably from your past relationships. Maybe this is something that we need to take a step back from and you need to go work out, go to therapy, wait till you feel confident in who you are as a person, who you are as alone. maybe we can reconvene, maybe not, but like, go figure your shit out, because you can't portray your trust issues and your insecurities
project,
on me.
Yeah.
Project, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's literally verbatim the advice mm-hmm. that I gave him.
What do you think? You had your mic up, like you were ready, but you were going to say the double standard shit, weren't you? Yeah. You were
I think it is a little different for guys versus girls. I don't like that she denied it. I don't like
that part either. That's the part that rubbed me the wrong way. Cause I'm like, okay, how many other things are you going to lie about here?
Exactly. If you get caught, own up to it. It just reminds me very much of the story that you told Soph about you were looking through your boyfriend's phone or whatever.
Ex-boyfriend,
and you saw like a message from
Alex,
and it ended up being like
a gay guy
that he was friends with or whatever. Yeah. And
that was rough.
I think the question is, why did she feel the need to do that? Like, if the relationship, like, obviously this is your friend and whatnot, but like, if she was quote unquote feeling secure about it, why did she feel the need to do that?
Yeah, I was also just gonna say, like, we do only know one side of this.
Well, true. He said that he was a recovering toxaholic. He was like, I used to be really toxic in relationships,
so maybe she
has
a reason.
I haven't been for years, but we've been friends.
Okay,
but we both agreed to like take it in a different direction, and she was most recently in something that was toxic.
Yeah,
and I think it's reflecting now on their relationship. So because she doesn't want to get hurt, obviously, and neither does he, but that hurt him, so he's like, no.
It sounds like they both have things to probably work on, and maybe she does have a reason to be non-trusting.
Yeah, I completely agree, but you never know. But without further ado,
let's bring the actual guest on today,
the actual talent. Forget about Soph and I. Leah Kate, everybody.
We got Leah Kate on Zoom, baby.
Hi Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Yeah, she's so cute.
You are.
Oh, thank you.
Just as cute in person. Hi.
I know, and you're like a recovering Fireball drinker, right, from last night?
I actually rarely drink that much, but last night I was like, woo, shots of Fireball. Such a good idea for like a... Last night's technically a tour Sunday night when it's like a night off, but like it's a show day the next day. So it's like a Sunday night, like, you know, like the night before like the week starts again. So why I chose that path, I don't know, but we live and we learn.
I'm a little concerned with the Fireball just like choice out of every single hard alcohol. Why are we picking Fireball?
They're easy shots. Because
someone I was with was like, let's take shots of Fireball. And I was like, okay. And I just agreed for like the dumbest reason. And
I felt this.
I did it. And I definitely feel it today.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not
yeah.
Great.
I
get the worst hangovers. That's why I don't drink. I have like one drink and I'm like on my deathbed for 7 days. So even one shot is like, bye.
I feel you on this. Literally, I wake up and I'm shaking and I'm nervous. I'm like, what did I do last night? I like look in the mirror. I'm like, you idiot. Like same. Literally, it's so I'm with bad. You.
So Leah, if people are joining us and they don't know who you are, which they should, obviously, can you just give us a little like background of who you are really quick and mm-hmm. kind of like your kind of how you became Leah Kate as of right now?
Give us a mini intro.
Yeah, well, I'm a singer, songwriter. I write really a lot of breakup fuck you songs that the lyrics definitely stand out and will help you get over someone or get some thick skin. I in the short, should I give my whole story or like the quick story how I got to like Leah?
Give whatever story you want to give, because we gave you a little intro pre this in our intro, but we want to hear from you.
Okay, true. Yeah, I mean, I've been singing and writing since I was like before I can remember. So it's been my whole life. Anyone who's like, oh, like 10 things I hate about you just like overnight, like hit, like it's been like forever.
How did that happen exactly?
That literally happened from like posting it on TikTok, and within minutes it was had millions of views, and
so
people
sick.
Were either ripping it apart or like drop this right now. So I was like, I called up my team and I was like, we're going to put out the song, on Wednesday. I'm getting it mixed and mastered right now. And I had put out a song called Dear Danny, like 3 days prior, and it completely like cannibalized that release. But I was like, okay, survival of the fittest, millions want 10 things I hate about you. We're going to drop 10 things I hate about you. And now it like turned into one of the biggest songs in the world. And it's so crazy. But I've been making a lot of music, you know, prior to 10 things I hate about you. It's been like many years of really hard work and banging doors down and not taking no for cancer.
That's so cool. No, because
congratulations, by the way. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Grinded. And then like it finally popped off, right? And this is only the beginning. That's like the best part. I will say the first song I heard of yours was that I remember like being like, oh my gosh, this song is good as Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch. And I think that is hilarious. I love that song.
Your lyrics are so fun to scream to. I love screaming them. So here's what I coach at Barry's Bootcamp or Barry's, which is a fitness studio. And I had to host a themed class the other day and it was called Shout Out to My Ex. And all the songs were breakup vibes. And so I obviously played a few of yours and I purposely played 10 Things I Hate About You and people were like jamming to it, singing along. And then casually it was like, by the way, she's coming on my podcast this week. And so we already have a lot of listeners tune in away.
I love that. I'm happy people were singing along.
Yeah, oh my God. So cute. And people have like sent in your name also. And then like our friend who was on the podcast, who's got a pretty big following. She's an influencer. She was like, oh my God, you're having Leah. Cause I told her today when I worked out with her this morning and she just belts out singing like 9.
You did work out this morning?
Yeah, I did earlier. Yeah. She just like belts out. It was really cool. So we're freaking hyped to have you. We always start with straight candid moments. And we wanted to know if you have a straight candid moment, just a moment that makes you feel more human. It could be from tour. It could be anything. Funny, not funny, whatever it is. We always ask people.
Okay. Funny tour story. Well, that's
besides
easy.
Your fireball shots.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Beside my like stupid fireball shot I decided to take before bed last night. someone thought it'd be really funny to like do this video of them playing Subway Surfers during my set. And they got their friends together and did all these things, like put up the calculator, like Subway Surfers, video games, whatever, to make it look like they're just like not caring about me performing. And it went completely viral, millions of views, and turned into a trend throughout this whole tour. And at first I was like really upset, but then I was like, okay, fuck that. I'm about to like give it back to them. If these like trolls want to play, I'm going to play with them. So I like now during my Fuck You Anthem song, I put up my phone and play Subway Surfers for like... This is my fuck you anthem. And like, it just like, is so iconic, honestly. I was really upset at the beginning. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I pour my whole heart and life into this. And like, these people are making fun of me. Like, that's so mean. You know, the vibes were good in the room. It would just be on the internet after. But I saw that. I was just like, oh my God. So it's been like this whole thing. But at the end of the day, I'm like, all you guys are doing is like promoting my music more. Like girls in my meet and greet the other day, I was like, where'd you find my music? And they're like trolling videos. And I was like, okay.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Literally haters will hate, but guess what? You're still making my listens go up. So we like totally repeat that retweet because we have the haters too. And if they're listening right now, you're actually just helping us. So thanks a lot for being
there. Thank you for the stream.
Thank you.
Shout out
thank
to my
you
haters.
So much. Yeah, literally.
So fuck you, Anthem.
Okay, wait. So we on Straight Candid talk a lot about like relationships and like different things like that, like dynamics, like all the things. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm, you know.
Complicated.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
But your songs are about breakups and like, is this coming from experience? Like, is the Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch, the 10 Things I Hate About You, is this a bad breakup that you went through?
So all of the songs, sorry, I just got really red.
Oh my God, you're fine.
Are like very true stories, and like 10 Things, Twinkle, like those are about the same guy. I'm not with that person whatsoever.
Hell yeah.
Cut and crossed off the list, but those are like real things. And like Twinkle, like people are really rude about online, but like I genuinely wrote that because I wanted this guy to grow up, and I was like, if he's not gonna grow the fuck up, then I'm gonna write him a little nursery rhyme and flip it in hopes that he does. And 10 things, that list, like I wrote that whole list because I needed to get over him. And I was like, maybe if I write down things I hate about him, it'll help me move the fuck on. That was a real person. We're no longer together.
I love that. You turn the worst into like a anthem, literally. Wait, has this person reached out to you because they've listened to the song?
Oh God. Yeah. And like, I feel like he like pretends to be mad at me about it and is like delete it, but like he's so proud. It's like, gross. He's like, yeah. And then there's like other exes who are like, oh my God, it's about me. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like an ex from years ago, like thinks it's about him. And I'm like, I literally haven't even written a song about you because I don't care anymore.
They just want the clout now. They're like, oh, they yeah, Leah it. Wrote about me.
Right. So yeah. It's like, get over yourselves. Literally. It's not about you. It is about one person. But yeah, everyone loves to think it's about them. I'm like, yeah. It's not.
Weird how that was the lowest low of all time and that like became your highest high, basically. Isn't that insane? Like you turned something so nasty into
like, I'm like, okay, well, after the relationship, I was like, why the fuck was this person in my life? And I was like, okay, I'll figure it out one day why he had to come in and ruin me. But now I'm like, oh, he came into my life because he gave me a hit song that I wrote about. And so I'm grateful for him because without him, I wouldn't have any of the songs. So it's okay.
Do you think that, I just think it's funny that you wrote the song about things I hate about you, because Sid and I have talked about this exact tactic actually often when we're talking about breakups and how when you date someone, you always idealize like the good things about them and you forget like the shitty things that they did. Did you do this kind of like as a self-therapy, you're saying? And do you still totally. Go back to that when you think you miss the person? You know what I mean?
100%. Like I wrote it to literally heal myself. I wasn't even trying to write a song. I was just like, I can't stop thinking about him. And like he got back with the girl that he started dating before me. And like he had actually invited me on a trip and I was like, I'll think about it. Like probably not a good idea that I come. And then like I took too long to think about it. And then by the time I said, okay, I'll come because I caved and I was like, I'm down. He was like, I already invited her. And I was like, oh my God. So so brutal. So I was like, okay. So I literally was like, I hate him. He's done. Bye, bye, bye. And I just started writing everything, like things he did, things that he said, things that I hated about him, specific nights, like everything. And then I was like, wait, this could actually be a really fire song. And so I did it to like heal myself. So to know that I'm healing others and helping people get over whoever it is makes me happy.
You totally are. And we talked about even too on our like a few podcasts ago about how toxic relationships, that pattern of like the highs and the super lows is actually like completely toxic. Obviously we know that now that we're out of it, but it's almost addicting in a way. So it's like, have you seen that when you're like trying to date other people that like you almost like fall back into these toxic traits as like, oh my God, super highs and super lows. Like I feel so much more. And then you date someone that's not toxic and you're like, wow, this is actually like very midline. Is this not exciting? Do I not like them? Or is it actually just like normal?
Right. I'm with you. Like I love like a red flag or like when someone doesn't like me back, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm in love with you.
Same so girl. We like the bad boys.
I know. We're trying not to like the bad boys. I'm working on it.
I'm
with a good boy right now and I'm like, come on, Sid. This is come on. No bad energy. Oh, literally. Oh my God.
Like I swear if like a guy doesn't answer my text, I'm like, oh my God, they're the one.
You're kidding me. Like,
it's so dumb.
I love that.
I think I'm growing like up and past that now, but like there was a time where I was like, okay.
Oh yeah. We've all been there. If they say good night or good morning, I'm like gross. But then if they ghost me for a couple days, I'm like, how can I win you over?
Right. It's so dumb. Like why is the chase so fun sometimes?
It is. My friend, I have a friend in New York and she was like, yeah, I ended it with a guy I was seeing. And I was like, why? And she goes, he literally came to the bar I was at.
He liked me.
And I go, wait, what? And she goes, I had texted him, yeah, I'm out and I'm at this bar. And he came there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I go, wait, what are you talking about? And then I put it in my head. I'm like, oh my God, ew, independent. I'm like, no, get away from me. But on the outside, you're like, that's actually comedy.
Sometimes too thirsty though is like, nope. Like you got to keep like the game going a little bit. I hate to say that, but it's like if someone comes off too strong at first and like, I feel like they're too into me. I'm like, okay, like there's no fun here.
I know.
Okay, so I have a question for you about kind of like this TikTok viral video. So what was it like, I guess even mentally, going from, you know, a couple thousand followers, listeners to where you're at now, almost like overnight? Like was it a lot at first and how'd you manage it?
It actually like didn't become a lot until recently when like, a lot of the trolls started coming into play. Like, I feel like I can't say anything or like I can't even breathe without it getting like tweeted about or someone like making an edit to make me sound bad or, you know, so like that is something I'm getting used to because I'm a very like, I don't really think before a lot of the things I say or do.
Same,
like
girl.
I'll go on Twitter and like a bunch of shit, not even look at it or, you know, go on live and read all the comment. Like, I'm just like, I'm not. And someone said to me, they're like, you need to use the internet differently now than like the average person. Cause like people are trying to like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, so yeah, that's like been a learning curve, but I've, you know, seeing the song like blow up is amazing and exciting, but it's wild having like your dreams come true and like your song like rising the charts and it's like one of the biggest in the world. And then like you getting like dragged all over the internet at the same time. And I'm just like, whoa, what is this? This is weird. So it's a learning curve. I have to think more.
And the pressure of like, okay, what's next now? Like of like, what song am I going to release next? And I'm sure you've got plenty written since you're a writer too, but it's like, holy shit, how do I keep up to it? You know what I mean? There's always a fear of like artists being like a one hit wonder or anything like that. But now that you've gotten you've already got a base going and all these songs that are out, it's like, you just got to keep chugging along how you already were, basically.
100%. So much pressure when it's like, oh my God, how do you top 10 things I hate about you? Like that song is number like 19 on the pop radio charts in America, like all these 100 million streams. But you know, just like,
no big deal. No big deal. Like,
crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like, actually, I don't even believe it. I don't believe it at all. But I'm just like, cool. I'm just going to keep writing like honest, real songs that I can connect with. Like, I think the next one I put out is going to be about the like the trolls, actually.
Good.
And the haters. So, that's a good, you know, call. Just going to keep putting out.
We can help you co-write one about the Chase and the Bad Boys.
Oh, my God.
We love when they don't text us back.
You're like, oh, my God, he's the one. He literally never responded.
Let's do it together.
That's yeah, literally. I have a question for you, too, actually, but I'll start with this one. Being on tour and, like, trying to date or trying to keep a casual, like, good mental health. I say good casual because it's like it always is going to go high and low at times. Like, how do you go on tour and have a balance? Dating life, mental health, all the things.
There's really no balance. Like, I feel like anyone dating a touring artist is like gonna hate you or hate me. You know, it's like you live in this like time warp bubble where like it's not even real life. I forget what day of the week it is, what year it is. Like, I wake up in a new city every day. It's like very hard to communicate with the outside world and be like putting on your best show here. So it's really difficult. I try to just like stay healthy, like take vitamins, sleep, not do the fireball shots. You know, yeah, it's weird. Like it's even hard for me to like read through my emails on tour. I'm just like, oh, like I can't, like I'm so tired. And like, we do like 5 to 6 shows a week. It's crazy. It's like,
holy shit.
It's wild. So it's very hard having like a balanced life of like, you know, I don't think my life is balanced. I think I'm very much in like fake life right now. And then I'll go back and have like post-tour depression because I'm like, I miss that, and the adrenaline and like the crowds, and like it's really weird. I just think like not touring all year is the only like solution. Like I'm taking a 2-month break and then I like go to Europe. Like I think it would be crazy if I just like kept going all year long. Like, you need to take your breaks and like save time for yourself. And like on the day offs, you know, in Europe I would do like interviews and photo shoots and this and that, and I was like, I need to like actually take my day offs to like relax and like lay in bed. So just trying to not overwork myself. But tour, it will never be normal life. It's just not. It's so weird.
We appreciate you so much even jumping on this podcast, taking some time of your day out. Of course. So thank you.
Yeah,
number
thanks
one.
For being here, first of all. I have one last question because I listened to a podcast that you are on, and you talked about the song Veronica and how it was inspired by an interaction in New York. Can you talk about that? Because that is completely a straight candid moment in a nutshell.
It's really crazy. Like, I basically met this girl, Veronica, who was like seeing the guy I liked at the same time. And I was like, we came to it in like the craziest way. But it was like, and he was like texting us both that night. And it was just like, it was a scene out of a movie, honestly. And I was like, I'm obviously writing a song about it and titling it Veronica. How could I not? Like, that would be crazy. You don't do that shit to a songwriter.
Mm-mm, no, you're asking for it. Cause didn't you went to a bar and you met some girl, I believe, named Veronica, and you guys were talking just about your love lives, and she was like talking about her love life, and she showed you a picture of the person she was seeing, and it was the guy that you were also seeing at the same time.
It was really crazy. Like, she said the name first. We were with other people, and like that was like the first question mark. I was like, interesting. Like, I don't, New York is like a small, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. So, I mean, it was insane. never forget that ever.
And Veronica's your friend, isn't she? I remember you saying that. Like, stay in, like, your acquaintances, I should say.
Yeah, totally. No hate towards her at all.
That's hilarious. Isn't that funny, though? Yeah. But some people would totally, like, daggers out to the girl. But in reality, right, the guy is the one two-timing. Like,
oh, yeah, totally the guy.
It was a John Tucker moment. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. It really was. It was out of this world. Oh, but
so you say you do 5 to 6 shows a week?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, so it is crazy.
I'm assuming the nerves are kind of not as bad anymore, but do you get nervous before you go out there?
So nervous. Like, it hasn't died down. Oh, like, my maybe gosh. A little, like, I can contain it more, but, you know, I'm so nervous before every show. I, like, get my heart races. I don't know why. I don't know when it will stop. Maybe it will never, but I get extremely nervous every night.
I feel like there's many things that humanize you too, because it's like, okay, yeah, you go up on stage and you're this confident human being and you're confident on TikTok and you're just like a boss bitch, but you're also, you have nerves and you've had shit go on in your life and you've been two-timed and you've moved to, didn't you, like, I remember hearing you moved like LA to New York, then back to LA and lost two jobs, like got fired from 2 jobs.
What? I want to hear more.
Three? It's like, but it's like, you're human. Wait, talk about
can
that
I
for
hear,
a second.
Yeah, can I hear more about you getting fired from jobs? I feel like I'm the same way.
Yeah, oh my God, I moved to New York because I, like, no one wanted me to work and do any music in LA, and I felt like so much pressure, and my family was like, go get a real job. So I was like, fuck this, I'm leaving. And I moved to New York and just had to get like jobs to pay my bills because it's so expensive living there. But I was really like making music all day and pursuing that. The first job, okay, so this is crazy, but I was an assistant and I was so miserable. It wasn't the job for me. And like my dad, who's a businessman, I would like call him crying every day being like, I hate this. Like I need to quit. And he got inspired and wrote a screenplay. I was like gonna get fired anyways because I was doing the worst job and they were looking for a reason to fire me. But he was like, I wrote a little screenplay inspired by like your experience, like Leah, who wants to be a singer, blah, 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 is in her job. And he sent it to me and I printed it out to read it and I left it in my drawer and someone found it. And they're
Oh, yeah.
And he like used very similar names. And then they're like, you're fired. And then the next job I got fired from, and then the job after that I got fired from. And then I was like, okay, I literally need to just like go home, make music full time and like not get a stupid job that's like paying my bills but not letting me pursue what I want. So wow. Everything happens for a reason.
Pursue your dream, pursue your shit. That's amazing.
Sid, I think this is a sign for us.
I know. Just kidding. I'm like, oh my God. As I'm recording in the middle of a Friday. Yeah.
What if we gotta go back to work?
I know, I'm like me literally. Emails.
What would you I mean, I just love this story like about you and how you just decided to go all in, 100% in. Is that what you recommend for someone who is looking to get into the music industry? Or what if someone is of some type of artist, like what's your biggest piece of advice for someone listening who does want to pursue something artistic like you?
Yeah, I would say like, don't be afraid of what anyone thinks, like put your shit out there. Don't care. Don't take no for an answer. Don't get like a stupid job because you feel like you can't pursue what you want. Like I was so scared to like pursue music. I was like, I don't know anyone. I don't know how to go about this whole industry. I don't have any connections. I was like starting from scratch. So I would just say never take no for an answer and just go for it. Like it's, if you work, put in the work, like it will, something will come of it. So just like work your ass off, never take no for an answer, bang down whatever doors you need to bang down to get what you need. And, you know, ask questions from whoever, don't be shy. Like the amount of times I hit up people being like, check out this music, you know, no one ever answered. But yeah, just don't be scared. Don't be fearful and just go after it. Never take no for an answer.
I love that.
Do you think TikTok is like a good place to start? Because like, I even know Sid and I, like when we have videos go viral, like we get a lot of listens on that episode. So I mean, if you are listening too, I think it's important to make the content that you are passionate about and just like continue to post, right? Like, do you mm-hmm. think TikTok obviously helped you a lot. So
yeah,
definitely something to think about too, I would add.
100%. Love TikTok. Love hate, but love it.
Yeah. Love hate. Totally love hate. I know.
Yeah. Love the trolls,
the
man.
The little trolls under their weird X052 username. Yeah, I'm like, oh right? My Lord, yeah. Who are you? My neighbor? Like, holy yeah. crap. We love you. We appreciate you jumping on. I know you're crazy busy and totally burnt out and you're on the last leg of your tour.
She's about to do sound check. Like, dude, no big what? Deal. No yeah, big like, deal.
If you, can you imagine know, me right? up on a sound check?
Send help.
Test, test, 1, 2. They'd be like, get the hell off stage. You're done.
What do you do for sound check? We'll check you right now. Give us a little note.
Oh my God. 10, you're selfish.
Yes.
Soundcheck.
We're all like, get it. I know. I'm like, I'm going to go brag to my friend and be like, yeah, Leah Kate like sang the song to me.
Oh my God. Tell her I say hi.
I will.
She looked me in the eyes and told me all the things she hates about me.
Literally, 10, you're selfish. I'm like, oh my God. Well, we appreciate you. Go to your soundcheck. Get your last little leg of your tour done. But will you like at yourself, give your handles and where everybody can find all of your music?
Oh yeah. I'm Leah Kate on Spotify. I'm at Leah on Instagram, at Leah Kate Music on TikTok, Leah Kate Music on YouTube, Leah Kate Music on Twitter. I think that's everything.
Yeah. Yay. You're amazing. Thank you, Leah. We appreciate the heck out of you. You
guys are amazing. Thank you so, so much.
Good luck and go kick some ass.
Thank you.
Bye, babe. Bye, babe.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
You can also give us a follow at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram. I am at Candid Soph.
At Candid Sid.
And at Ben Sarwalker.
Ben's bye, y'all. Over here.
See you later, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Leah. Yeah. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I can't wait to watch it. Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
You're the best. Bye, guys. Yeah.